Could you, America? There was a plume of smoke for days after the totemic towers toppled. A highway of souls making their way to the hereafter. Why did the towers come straight down like a high-tech demolition job? Blood overflowed the banks, flooding lowlands, but there were no survivors to receive that outpouring. The A-train didn't make it to Harlem that day. We huddled like a lost village in front of the TV, warmed before the fire of information that perhaps we were emotionally incapable of handling. Anxiety-ridden, our parasitic freedom in question, the Bill of Rights under revision. Was it payback for the economic terrorism we have waged on the world? For innocent people we have killed by accident in our high-tech wars? For profit? To maintain and improve our standard of living? Our jihad for a buck? Why do you think they hate us, America? Do we force-feed the second and third world geese, ramming down their long minaret necks the farce of free elections, cutthroat capitalism, Hollywood standard equipment, Prozac, Viagra, implant and liposuction lifestyles, when a bowl of rice or a loaf of bread would be more kind? Their livers enlarge and rend the pâté of global marketeering and economic expansionism. Capitalism is a razor that slashes the wrists of democracy, hemorrhaging justice, equality, and freedom. How can we be for the people if we're trying to telemarket them into something they aren't sure they need or want? Pornographically, we make our case for that sensual, hot, dripping hamburger and the buff, erotic, He-Man hard-on of cold beer. Oh, America, with your discards, you could save so many. And perhaps quality of life has nothing to do with material things. Oh, America, could you live with less and let more live?